It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The city of Pittsburgh has long been known as the city of champions because of the many titles won by its professional sports teams. Well, this year it may end up being known as the city of Olympic champions, with all of the Pittsburgh-based competitors taking part in the Winter Games in Sochi. From bobsledding to hockey, athletes from the Western Pennsylvania region have plenty of opportunities to win Olympic medals, but the history of Pittsburghers on the podium goes all the way back to the very first Winter Olympics held in Chamonix, France in 1924. I'm joined now in Studio A by Ann Mataraz, co-director of the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum at the Senator John Hines History Center, which houses a surprising number of Olympic artifacts. Ann Mataraz, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
What happened at those first Winter Olympics in 1924 that would be of particular interest to Pittsburghers?
Well, we love our hockey, and all of us waited to see who was going to be representing the U.S. from the Pittsburgh Penguins. We knew Sidney Crosby and others, Malkin, would be playing for their home countries. And it was hockey where we took the ice in 1924 for the very first time, the very first Winter Olympics.
And a part of that team was a Pittsburgher named Herb Drury. Who was Herb Drury, and what was his connection to Pittsburgh?
He's a Canadian. He's from Ontario. He comes to Pittsburgh in 1916. People probably don't realize that the Duquesne Gardens was important to international hockey at the time, and it drew athletes primarily from Canada and around the United States to play on the teams that competed there. Herb Drury comes to Pittsburgh. He plays some hockey, semi-pro hockey, goes off and serves in World War I, and then in 1920 goes off to play in actually his very first Olympic match representing his adopted country of the United States.
Now, this is would be a great trivia question, because the first Winter Olympics, and people probably might be scratching their heads after having heard me say that the first Winter Olympics was in 1924 in France, which is true. So how could Herb Drury have played hockey in 1920 in the Olympics?
They actually had ice hockey at the Summer Olympics in Belgium in 1920. So seven teams, 60 players from around the world came and competed in a kind of demonstration of winter sports at those summer games.
And who won the gold medal that year? Do we know?
Well, of course it was Canada.
Canada won the first. Well, that
figures. Won the first.
But in 1924, Herb Drury, again, he was from Ontario, but he adopted he became a U.S. citizen.
Right.
Some guys have done that. Sidney Crosby has not. He's playing for Canada.
Lemieux played his gold medal hockey for Canada in 2002.
Mixed emotions there. They beat the United States. But Herb decides he's going to go as an American, and not unprecedented since, because Brett Hull did that too years later. But in those 1924 games, how does Herb Drury and the U.S. team fare?
They end up with a silver medal. So he ends up with two silver medals in the end. We have his 1924 silver medal on display at the History Center. And the interesting thing about this team is this Olympic hockey team's actually put together in 1924 right here in Pittsburgh. So the players come, they do their tryouts at Duquesne Gardens. The team is formed here. It plays some match games to work out the kinks, to get to know each other. And from here that they leave and head off to the Olympics.
Very interesting. And the Duquesne Gardens, which was where they would have played at the time, was located where? It no longer exists.
Right, in Oakland, right near the corner of Craig Street and Belfield.
And what kind of an arena was it?
It was, when it was built in 1895, the largest indoor ice in the world. So you had ice skating and hockey played there, but you also had, they'd take the ice out and they'd set up the boards, and you had bicycle racing. You had a second floor ballroom where they'd have dances. You had boxing. You had basketball played there. Duquesne played there. So it was kind of our first civic arena, in a sense, our first multi-sport indoor competitive arena.
We're talking with Ann Mataraz, co-director of the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum at the Senator John Hines History Center, which is housing a number of Olympic artifacts or artifacts used by Olympians. For example, Sidney Crosby and Mario Lemieux. There are jerseys there and hockey sticks not necessarily Olympic related, but these were guys who played in the Olympics. So obviously, it's kind of cool to see equipment that they have worn along the line, along the stops in their careers.
Exactly. And one of the newest things to come into the collection, you know, we talk so much about the men, especially because they're primarily related to the pro players that we know and love on the Penguins. But Brianna McLaughlin, who's playing goalie for the U.S. team right now, her material from the last Olympics where she competed, she was a backup goalie. We've got her her skates and her jersey. Those have just come into the collection. So those are brand new things that we're sharing with people.
We had Brianna on the program recently, just before she left for the Olympics with the U.S. team. And she has yet to get into a game, hopefully tomorrow against Canada. Maybe they'll throw Brianna
we'll
in there.
We'll see her.
Now, I wanted to ask you about having this silver medal that belonged to Herb Drury. Now, we're used to seeing these medals that are huge these days. But the medals, I'm guessing, looked different back in 1924. What does this medal that's on display at the Heinz History Center look like?
They're always, you know, beautiful. It's smaller, you're right. Probably maybe 3 inches, if that, in diameter, 2.5, 3 inches. We have it displayed with a mirror so you can see the reverse side. There's a hockey player on the front, and then on the back, obviously, the information about where the event takes place in Chamonix, France, in the year, in Roman numerals. So it's an attractive object.
And how were you able to get this from the Herb Drury family?
This past, Herb Drury married after he finished his professional playing career. He retired in Pittsburgh. He lived here till he passed away in 1965. And he left his material, his personal effects, to a nephew, Frederick Favo, who lives in Oakmont now. And a couple of years ago, Fred called me and he said, you know, I have these things. I want you to come look at them. We think they're important. I have sons. They could stay in my family. But we really think this is a story that would surprise people. And my family's decided we want to share it with people. And we want to do that through the Sports Museum. And I went out and not only did they have the medal, which unto itself is a wonderful piece. Every Olympian who competes gets what's called a diploma, which is essentially it looks like a diploma from the Olympics that recognizes their participation. So everyone leaves with a certificate. We have these for other athletes, primarily from the Summer Olympics. So we got his diploma. And then they had a whole scrapbook of photographs that related to Herb's career in hockey. And there are about 20 or so photographs from the 1924 Olympics.
And these are on display?
A selection of them are on display. Now, the family kept the originals. We scanned a lot of them and brought them into the collection. But you see them walking. You know, we think about the opening ceremonies and how grand they are now and the millions, if not billions, of dollars that were spent. You see them parading through the streets of Chamonix, France, and there's Herb Drury carrying the banner, USA banner for his team.
Wow. And I'm holding in my hand right now a photograph or a copy of a photograph that shows it's from the 1924 Olympics in Chamonix with the mountains. I guess that's the Alps in the background. And they're outside. And these guys, what gutsy guys these were, because they're playing with a puck, you know, the same kind of puck that could hurt you today, only instead of having all the equipment, some of these guys are wearing shorts with, like, the socks barely coming up to their knees.
It's great. They're playing, as you just said, I mean, number one, the rink's outdoors, not inside. And they're playing Belgian in that game there. And you see the players on the ice in their very simple equipment. A lot of them, no helmets. You know, they'd wear a wool hat or a cap or nothing. And their wool sweaters and their probably wool shorts and no padding almost.
Incredible. It's worth going down to see this exhibit just to see this particular photograph. Truly amazing. And the exhibit will continue. These things will be on display all during the Winter Olympics, while the Winter Olympics are happening in Sochi?
Yep. These are pieces that we have on our permanent display in the Sports Museum at the History Center.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to getting down there, and then hopefully the Olympians who are in Sochi now will come back with some articles that may find their way into the Heinz History Center somewhere down the road.
We'd love it.
Ann Mataraz is co-director of the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum at the Senator John Heinz History Center. which houses a number of Olympic artifacts. And Mataraz, as always, a pleasure visiting with you.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we will talk about the business of Valentine's Day with contributor Rebecca Harris. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.